You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
So our reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 1 to 4. At that time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. When Israel sought for rest, the Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built, O Virgin Israel. In these human words, God's word is heard. Yan, isa yung queer, ano, isa tong queer text. Notice kung paanong sinabi is, sabi doon, the Lord appeared to him, referring to Israel, the people of Israel. Pero sa dulo, O Virgin Israel. The term virgin is always only applied to female in the biblical text. Anyway. Our church theme for the year is all about care. Pag-aaruga at pag-kalinga. Sometimes, care also means pakikialam. Diba? Kasi, kung wala kang pakialam, I don't care. Kung wala kang pakialam, wala ka rin pagkalinga. Wala ka rin pag-aruga sa taong hindi mo bet. Curious thing about the word care, no? So, pre-chinek ko, ano bang pinanggalingan ng word na care, no? Etymology of care. The word care, English care. Sa Old Saxon, kung saan ang galing ang English language, ang word niya, galing siya sa word na kara, which means concern and action. Or siguro, mas magandang ano sa kanya is, ano yun? Is an act of concern. An act of concern. In Latin, or hindi, ang curious pala ako sa ano niya, kasi Old Saxon naman galing sa Germanic language. No? So, sa German naman, in the old High German language, ang ibig sabihin naman ng care or ang kanilang word is kura. Diba? Kura. No, kar. The High German word for care is kar. Kar. At ang ibig sabihin niya is to cry. To sorrow. To lament. So siguro, pag may pakialam ka, you are able to cry with. To grieve with. Diba? And in Latin, the word is cura. Kaya pala, ano kayang cura? Cure. Diba? Cura paroco. The one who takes care of the parish. Or curator ng isang museum. The one who takes care of the of the museum, of the pieces there, of the paintings. Care is the foundation of relationships. Well, no, love is the foundation of relationships. But it is care that makes a relationship possible. Or makes it, creates it. And certainly, pag in-expand mo naman yan, it is what creates community. Community is only possible because we are in relationship with each other. Pero siyempre, ang tanong natin dito sa Open Table MCC is, do we actually care for one another? For those who come to us, tulad ni Kuya Gilbert, ni Jake, and to those who we go to, do we really care? Pero hindi ko muna masyadong pag-uusapan ang care today. Pahapyaw lang today. I want to talk about the foundation of care, which is love. I think care can only happen, no, ang pag-aaruga at ang pangingialam, hindi pangingialam, o pagkakaroon ng pakialam can only happen when there is love, the feeling of love. Care perhaps is the tender expression of love. Kasi ang love concept lang yan eh. Love is a concept. How do you actualize love? Love is actualized in care. Kaya nga sabi nila, di ba, the opposite of love is not hatred. It's apathy. To not care at all. To not give a damn. Matanda na talaga ako. Kaya kumigil. Care perhaps is a tender expression of love. When we say and narrate how our mothers care for us, we often speak of how, no, ang nanay ay pinagluluto ka. Gumigising ng alas 5, alas 4 ng umaga para mag-init ng tubig na panliligo mo pagpasok at luluto ka ng baon. Or how she does our laundry. No, dati nung nag-umpisa akong pumunta ng MCC noon, may sarili akong apartment noon. At napagod ako sa paglalaba, sa paglilinis ng bahay. Ako lang mag-isa eh. So nag-decide ako, uwi na lang ako sa amin kasi kasi my mother does everything. Care is the tender expression of love. At sabi nga ni Reeve, Professor Reeve, to some people, the definition of the other name of love is mom or dad in certain cases. Care is the tender expression of love. Therefore, without love, there can be no care. And no care means there is no relationship. And consequently, when there is the absence of relationship, there is no community. Especially in a church community, it is dead community, zombie perhaps. So this year, let us remind ourselves and teach ourselves how to be caring for others, and also, more importantly, to be caring for ourselves. The timeless wisdom of loving others as we love ourselves. Not even wisdom, it was a commandment. Diba? At kagabi, napanood ko sa YouTube nga, sabi, the most important person who needs your love is yourself, first and foremost. Because you cannot give what you do not have. I think we will only be able to start to really care when we know and feel, even if we have to force it into ourselves, the timeless wisdom that we are loved. Iitin ko yan. I think we will only be able to start to really care for others when we know and feel, even if we have to force it into ourselves, the timeless wisdom that we are loved. We are loved the day that we were born. We are still loved today, and we will always be loved till the day we come home to God. If naalala niyo yung aking benediction. You are loved. Always. The mere fact that you are here, sitting there, alive, is a testament that you are loved. You are loved because you are created in the image of God. And God is love. The nature of God is love. Therefore, you being alive is a living expression of that love. Of course, it may not feel that way all the time. It doesn't even make sense all the time. To you, to me, and to some people who have depression, to some people who are people living with struggling to live with the condition of HIV, it feels as if it is almost non-existent. But the truth is as solid, as real as the air that you breathe, as sure as the rising of the sun tomorrow, and as immeasurable as the stars, not of the universe, but of the multiverse. Repeat it to yourself over and over again, despite the protestation and resistance of your mind or the angry pounding of your wounded heart. You are love, no matter what. This is the foundation of care. In a reading, the Lord speaks to the prophet Jeremiah about the northern kingdom of Israel. Hindi ko alam kung naalala nyo pa, na-discuss na to sa dating Bible series. Nag-split ang kingdom of Israel, naging Judah in the south, Israel in the north. Israel in the north was destroyed by the Assyrians. So, yon. So, several years or decades after the destruction of the northern kingdom, the prophet Jeremiah, in his writing, says, or retells, no, that the Lord speaks to the prophet Jeremiah about the northern kingdom of Israel that was destroyed by the Assyrians some years or decades ago, retelling the time when Israel abandoned Judah because Judah enslaved the northern tribes. No, kaya nagkaroon ng split niyan eh, kasi ginawa niyang si Solomon at yung anak niyang si Raulo na hari din, in-enslave niya ang northern people kasi hindi naman natin katribu yan eh. So sila ang magtrabaho para sa atin. Kaya nag-break away. And so, God says to the northern Israel who are in agony and pain of the separation, He says to them, I loved you with an everlasting love. I have continued my faithfulness to you. It never stopped. It has been kept and has always been there. And God further says, I will rebuild you. I will build you and you shall be built. We shall be built. We can only begin to care for ourselves and others if we keep to this truth. Despite our circumstances, especially as middle-class folks, you are loved, now and always. Uncaring, hurt, and hurtful people are those who have lost this truth in their hearts and minds. Now, usually, yun eh, people who commit, alam mo sa America, di ba, uso-uso ang mass shooting that they never call as terrorism simply because white ang namamaril. Or yung sa Orlando, di ba? Orlando, yung pumunta sa gay bar at namaril doon, no? At some point, siyempre magagalit ka at ano, pero at some point, maiisip mo, what kind of life or you know, that the person must be in a very painful and dark place for that person to commit mass murder. Unless na lang, unless naman, iba naman to. Pathologically psychopathic killer ka. yun naman ay genetically ano talagang you were born that way by some genetic anomaly. Hold on to this truth that you are loved and will always be loved as an individual and as part of God's people. No, no one is loved simply as an individual. Love is only possible because you are in relationship with others. So you are loved as an individual, but also because you are part of God's people. Remember when God spoke those words through Jeremiah, God was directing it not to an individual, but rather to an entire confederacy of tribes, of peoples. But to say that you are loved is incomplete and not fully accurate. We are loved. You and me and everyone else. Even the most vile and hated human being in the world, even Hitler or Suharto, dictator, or Marcos,
or
Duterte. Duterte. Or Trump. They are still loved. Everyone is loved. It always begins with love. Now, what you do with that love is the other thing. We are loved. You and me, everyone else. That's a preaching for... Now, to say that you are love and that you have to hold on to love, to that truth that you are love, does not mean to invalidate that you have been hurt. Hindi ibig sabihin nun na sinasabi nating dinedegrade natin or ninenegate natin na minsan ay nasaktan ka. Na minsan ay may nakasakit sa'yo. Na minsan people have been unloving to you. And it is also not to say that in the future, no one will hurt you. Definitely, there will still be people who will hurt you in the future. Certainly, you will still meet people who are unloving, who will return your care with acts of violence and hatred. This is not to invalidate or negate the fact that people in church, including the pastor and priest, have harmed their own communities, or the fact that communities have also harmed their pastors. This is not to say that Open Table MCC will be perfectly loving and caring this 2018 and moving forward. Well, siyempre, I hope we can at least be 90%. 90% loving and caring. And certainly, it is not to say that you yourself will not be hurtful and unloving in the days and years to come. But being intentionally aware of this wise and timeless truth will help you, help me, help all of us to respond to hurtful actions and situations in ways that stops them from continuing. No? When you are solid to this foundation that you are love and that you are an embodiment of love, you will be able to respond in hurtful situations and persons in such a way that it will make that stop. And possibly, will also transform the other person or the situation. Holding on to this truth will also minimize the impact of such unloving acts and situations. Hatred, violence, and hurtful ways may sting, but it will never prevail and it will never persist in the presence of love when people intentionally live and abide in love. Yun yun eh, sinasabi ni Pauline dati, or even, saan ko ba narinig to? When a community is able to establish and inculturate a certain degree of love, a certain degree of professionalism, consistency, etc. Certainly, hindi mo maiiwasan, there will still be people who will come to that community with other agendas, other things in mind, etc. But because you have cultivated this community na napaka-natural na sa kanila to be professional, to be ethical, to be loving, persons and situations whose intention is to hurt will not prevail, will not be able to destroy. Holding on to this truth will help us manage certain things and person who wants to damage us. Holding to this truth will also help maintain and sustain our relationships in times that we have been unintentionally unloving and uncaring. Only in love can forgiveness and reconciliation happen. Knowing that you are loved now and always is the foundation for you to care for yourself. And certainly it will compel you to care for others in ways that also minimize your own impulse to be hurtful, selfish, and unloving to others. We can only truly care for ourselves if we hold on to this, that we are loved. Every passing moment and in every single breath. We can only care for others if we know we are loved and are called to share that love. We can only open ourselves to an ever-expanding love in a new relationship of various kinds if we are aware that we are loved. Kaya ngayon, theologians, kung matandaan sino itong Jesuit astrophysicist, Jesuit siya, pero astrophysicist siya. Sabi niya, the Big Bang and the continuing expansion of the universe is love expanding. The nature of love is always to grow and always to expand. And that you are only able to open yourselves to new relationships, to new friends, to new partners, and even ex-partners who might have hurt you. Tulad kanina, gusto ko yung ex-partner. Pagupit ako, di ba? Pag napapagupit ka, usually, di ba, tumitingin ka din sa mga ibang nagpapagupit, ganyan-ganyan. Observe. Tapos ako, ganyan. Napatingin ako dun sa nasa kabila, sa likod. Dun sa pinagupitan ng barber shop sa Cubao. Magandang barbershop doon. Yun ang titignan ko, tapos paano siya ginugupitan, ganyan. Nung medyo nagumanon yung dami, yung binaba kasi, aahita na yata or something. Hi, ex ko! Hindi ko alam. Kasi nakita ko yung tattoo niya sa liig. Ha? Hindi nyo ito nakilala. This was, si Kuya Mike lang yata nakakilala sa kanya. Ano to? Pink Room Days. Pink Room. Hindi.
May tattoo.
Na-meet niya ni Kuya Mike. Bago yon. Of course. In one anniversary. And also, of course, we also have to recognize the reality that there are places and situations in the world as well as individual lives that are constantly suffering and dying. Nope. Rohingya, Syria, South Sudan, ethnic cleansing in South Sudan, Palestine, Northern Israel, hanggang ngayon. There are places and situations where as if God does not exist and love is a non-existing word. Such realities and continuing experiences may seem to throw this truth into the fire. It seems that the world and many people are becoming worse and worse as each day passes. Trump became president. And his latest tweet, yung kanyang tweet, Twitter niya, his latest tweet is to brag about how bigger a nuclear button he has in comparison to the nuclear button of North Korea. We still have HIV. HIV is still rising in the Philippines while organizations continue to be fighting and fragmented among each other. Despite our struggle to bring an authentic, progressive, and queer Christian church and faith and spirituality, there is someone who continues to be a profiteering scumbag who calls himself a supreme leader. Very Snoke of the Jedi. Very Snoke. Who calls himself as the supreme leader and who continues to drag the LGBTQI community and movement to these behaviors. And all in all, of unloving, selfish, violent, and hurtful things and persons we are faced with, we find ourselves to, sometimes you find yourself to no longer wanting to care. Ayaw ko na. What the F? What the F? And on some of us unknowingly becoming hurtful, bitter, and a bitch ourselves. But despite that, more of us persist, especially tayo, no? Especially us, queer Christians, realizing our falling out, we cling to hope. Or should I say, hope clings to us, and hope forces us to care once more. Hope reminds us that we are loved, that we are called to love. And as the good prophet, Reverend Troy Perry, our founder, once said to a friend, even if no one cares, God cares. Remembering and knowing that we are loved, we reclaim our mission once more, that in those places and individuals where this loving truth seems to be non-existent, Christ is constantly whispering to us to be the living truth of love in concrete acts of care. Litin ko yan. That in those places and individuals where this loving truth seems to be non-existent, Jesus Christ is constantly whispering to us to be the living truth of love in concrete acts of care. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I will build you and you shall be built, Open Table MCC, so that you may love and care for one another and for those who need God's care the most. In the name of the one who cares for us, no matter what, we say, Amen. Amen.